Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know the theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love.
We have a moral responsibility to act now to protect dreamers who are the pride of our nation and are American in every way but on paper. So I use this occasion as opposing this bill to speak further about social justice in America. We feel like second-class members of Congress over here when it's not within our realm to discuss something that's being discussed across the country. In the Senate of the United States, at the White House, but here we can't have the opportunity to officially discuss legislation that is on the floor. And that is why I'm taking this time, my congressional leadership, 1 minute, to read into the record these inspiring stories. In 2012, Luke was 11 years old. His family brought him to the United States from South Korea. His parents brought him to the United States from Thailand when he was 9 years old. Licia Dalla, Indian American. Her personal story. Alejandro Gonzalez's story goes like this, Mr. Speaker. Luis Gonzalez, when Luis was 8 years old, his family came to the United States from Mexico. We have a little boy here, Asiel, was a 5-year-old boy. His family brought him to the United States from Mexico. Her name is Naomi Florentino. Her parents brought her to the United States from Mexico when she was 10 years old. This is another one, a Sacramento State graduate that Congresswoman Matsui submitted to us. This is Pablo da Silva. Pablo was brought to the United States from Brazil in 2001 when he was 13 years old. Esdar Chong, a student at Rutgers University, Newark. When Esdar was 6 years old, she and her family immigrated to the States from South Korea. Diego Garcia Ramirez, 31-year-old man from El Monte, provider for his wife and 3 kids, just had his DACA approved at the end of July and considers the opportunity of DACA a blessing from God. Andrea Ramos Fernandez. Andrea is a local San Antonio dreamer. Evelyn Valdez Ward from Irvine, California, graduate student, University of California, Irvine. My colleagues, for the last 8 hours, I have had the privilege of reading the testimony of so many dreamers. I still have more. But our basic request is honor the House of Representatives. Give us a chance to have it vote on the floor. Let us thank and acknowledge the dreamers for their courage, their optimism, their hope, their inspiration to make America more American. Thank you, my colleagues.
When you're at the Border Patrol checkpoint,
your duties are to enforce immigration laws and look for terrorists and look for weapons of mass destruction and assist in detecting narcotics. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And when you do this, of course, you're following a procedure manual that tells you what to do?
Following policy, sir.
Written policy?
Yes, sir.
You have a copy of their written policy?
No, I do not, sir.
Have you ever seen a copy of that written policy?
That states our authority to conduct immigration checks or for the checkpoint itself, sir?
For that checkpoint.
No, I have not, sir.
Are you aware of any written guidelines or policies or procedures on how to run that checkpoint?
I am aware that they're out there, sir.
You're aware that they're out there? Let me get this straight. You're testifying right now that you are aware that there are written guidelines and procedures for this checkpoint?
Can you state that question again, sir?
Is it your testimony here and now that there are written guidelines and procedures for this checkpoint?
To my knowledge, yes, sir.
Have you seen them?
No, I have not, sir.
But to your knowledge, they exist?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall on June 1st of this year giving a telephonic statement to Mr. Victor?
I do not recall the exact date, but yes, I do recall a telephonic interview, sir.
Do you recall you were in a room with Mr. Katz?
Yes, sir.
I believe there was another attorney in the room who was a representative of the Border Patrol Union?
Yes, sir.
And you're on the telephone to Mr. Victor?
Yes, sir.
And you're aware that that tape recording was that was being recorded?
Yes, sir.
And were you trying to tell the truth at that time?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember being asked during that statement if you were aware of any written guidelines, policies, and procedures for this checkpoint?
Do I remember that specific question, sir?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Do you remember saying that you were not aware of any written guidelines, policies, or procedures?
No, sir.
Would it help to refresh your memory if you heard a tape playing of your voice?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, if I may?
If you want to use that one, it's fine.
It starts right at the beginning of that.
Please listen to this tape and tell me if this is your voice and if you remember being asked this question and given this answer.
And, Your Honor, the state's going to object at this point. Was this noticed as part of your trial exhibit and disclosure?
Actually, Judge, this doesn't need to be noticed because it's impeachment, which is exactly how we're using it right now.
Your Honor, the same standard would apply to both parties as they would expect. Everything that be given in notice to both parties.
Judge, the law is well settled in Arizona. If the defense had to give impeachment to the state of the state's witnesses before the state's witnesses testified, it wouldn't be much of impeachment, would it? We're simply disclosing the audio tape of the interview that the state's witness, where the state's counsel was present throughout the entire interview.
Your Honor,
there's no understanding what possibly could be the objection to this.
Your Honor, may I have a moment?
You may.
Your Honor, Mr. Victor is quite correct under Rule 613B. The state withdraws its objection.
You may proceed.
Let's ask this question. Do you have any written policies, procedures, or guidelines on how the operation of that particular checkpoint is to be conducted?
No, to my knowledge, no. I'm there to represent the ship, sir.
if somebody can only through the NSA, comes to our checkpoint, they're U.S. citizens, they're free to go. If they're not U.S. citizens, they say they are not.
Agent Gomez, did you recognize that at your, as your voice?
Yes, sir.
Were you asked the question if there were any policies, procedures, or written policies, procedures, or guidelines for that checkpoint?
Yes, sir.
Was your answer that you were not aware of any?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Deb, your testimony correct that when people pull up and you ask them if you're a U.S. citizen and whether they answer yes or no, then they're on their way?
Yes, sir.
So if someone pulls up and you say, are you a U.S. citizen? And they say no, they're on their way?
No, sir.
Well, which is it? You just said if they say yes or no, they're on their way. But then I asked you, said, I asked the question a different way. If they said no and you said they're not on their way, which one is it?
Usually if somebody says no, they already have their immigration documents with them. They present that to me, and they're on their way.
And do I have your testimony correct that if you are unable to determine citizenship at the checkpoint, do you usually try to get them to go to secondary?
Yes, sir.
Not all the time?
No, sir.
So sometimes you cannot determine citizenship at the primary, but you just let them go?
No, sir.
And now I'm confused again. I originally asked if you are unable to determine citizenship at the primary checkpoint, that you usually try to get them to secondary.
Yes, sir.
I did not say always try to get them to secondary. Do you understand my question?
Yes, sir.
Usually means sometimes not, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
So is it fair to say that sometimes, if you are unable to determine citizenship at the primary checkpoint, that you let them go anyway?
No, sir.
I don't understand again. If someone comes up and you cannot determine citizenship, you say you usually try to get them to secondary. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Usually means not always. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Like, I usually wear a suit to court, but not always. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So there are some times that people come up and you are unable to determine citizenship, but you just let them go on their way. Is that correct?
No, sir.
And what do you do with them?
I try to establish the citizenship there.
And suppose you can't?
Then they go to secondary, sir.
So if you are unable to determine citizenship, they always go to secondary?
Yes, sir.
Not usually, but always now?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Anderson was sent to secondary inspection because of the dog alert. Is that correct?
It was a combination of both immigration and the canine alert, sir.
Okay. So you're saying part of the reason he was sent to secondary was immigration, and not
yes,
the dog alert?
Yes, sir.
But wasn't the decision made to send him to secondary, wasn't that decision made before he ever got to you?
Yes, sir.
And the decision was made, or you got the signal from Agent Spoonamore?
Correct.
Before any immigration question was asked?
Correct.
And Agent Spoonamore gave you that signal because his dog alerted.
Correct.
So the dog decided to send him to secondary.
Correct.
How does the dog determine immigration status?
The canine does not determine citizenship, sir.
So he wasn't sent to secondary for immigration. He was sent to secondary because the dog alerted.
Mr. Anderson never answered my immigration question.
But the decision that he was going to secondary had already been made, correct?
Correct.
He could have pulled up to that primary checkpoint with a passport in his hand, and he was still going to secondary. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there any better documentation of U.S. citizenship than a U.S. passport?
No, sir.
So it didn't matter what he said, he was going to secondary?
Yes, sir.
Because the dog said so?
Because the dog, the canine alerted to the vehicle, sir.
Is a canine trained to alert to people here illegally?
No, sir.
So the dog wasn't alerting for immigration?
Structures, cells, veins, bones, earth. By composition of the cosmos, the galaxy, the plants, the wilderness, the animals, through all commercial constructs, transmitting utilities, buying through the residential structure called the body and its anatomical functions, scientific compilation. We call him God or man. Do you refer to yourself as man, or do you refer to yourself as male or female? How do you refer to yourself? What are you called? What is your appellation? What is your appeal? What is your nomen? How are you named in society and commercial, trade, personal, family, and household, transaction? Who are you? What are you? What is your true science? Do you really know self? Do you know your value? Do you know your worth? We're going to discuss it just for a short time today. This is probably going to be one of the shortest shows I've ever done. I have some pending work to complete. We're getting out of here probably about 12:15, the latest. And probably in the future, we will reduce to a minimum our federal communications for purposes of removing our university into a more private forum whereby I can deliver through the veins of this empire the necessary nutrients and in some regards transfusion of those original genetic frequencies that exist in some of you, and in others you will be able to learn. You will be able to study the proper way to enforce, to execute, to legislate the contumarian laws of these United States of America. I want to welcome all of you to the broadcast. Today we're going to discuss, as a subject matter, debt collection as you've never imagined. As my ancestors continued to ascend me to its core solar being, and after being energized with the intelligence and data that is downloaded in me, I then descend upon the empire to transmit certain things to you that can be used in your repertoire. True science and consumerian anatomy that breaks down what this industry is about. That is our purpose. That is the reason for our existence. And this is the reason why we are so successful, why we move the world, and why the world is tuned in to this empire. What is debt collection? Well, we look at the artificial composition of it, being that certain communications and terminologies are transformed or reduced into a language that many do not comprehend. Well, be not dismayed about the fact that you don't comprehend it, because it was designed for you not to comprehend. However, you're not excused on not knowing thyself. The Bible speaks about that. Knowing thyself, meaning you have no concerns about what others say about you or what others are doing. And you have to control the tendency, literally, of your superior ability to try to discern, dissect, and process everything that you hear. I've been speaking quite a bit lately about the ear, the middle ear. I suggest most of you and all of you do some requisite studies on the ear. And I want you to correlate that ear or middle ear with the importance of your middle title or name. I also want you to study more on your anatomy and your body, the shape of it, the size, the structure. You will see a lot of times in this pseudo debt collection, world debt, those body snatchers called attorneys, which they are not, they use a symbol which is indicative of a scale, which in reality, if you look at that symbol, it's really your body on a stand. It has the two scales extended in same fashion as your arms. It has a round base on the bottom or something similar, representing the legs, but it has no feet. The head of it looks like a small head, but it's not normal size. Studying your oppressor and what they are conveying to you is important, but the study of yourself is of utmost importance if you're going to be successful as a consumerian and be able to control the world around you, at least what comes by you. The language of the debtor society is one that is of occult substance. You will probably never be able to ascertain the meaning. And the purpose of them communicating with you is to have a body respond to pulses, electromagnetic frequencies, music that is in the form of your name, which has an alphabet, tones, notes that appeal to your ear. I've become very astute in the art and science. And I'll say that again, the art and science of anatomy. When you focus and you dedicate yourself to the will of the ancestors, your planet, your immediate family, the ultimate Supreme Court of the world, those four inner and outer planets, and of course the core of our being, which exists within all of us, the sun, the Iron Man, Superman. Once you start to study from within, everything without comes into perspective. We're going to share with you a few things, but it will be the exclusive and paramount study of our next Consumerian University webinar. And as I keep limiting myself by saying this is the biggest, my ancestors keep descending into my cranium or my crown more data that is of a higher value than the last episode. So I'm going to stop saying that this one is the biggest. Maybe it's just my excitement of being chosen to bring this intelligence to you, that I see how bigger this industry is and how destructive it is and why it must be destroyed. Okay. When we look at debt, one of the main things that you have to comprehend about your debt, your body snatcher, your debt collector, is that everything they do goes to the core and the heart of your being because they lack one. A system, a computer system, doesn't have a heart. So you arguing with medical notes, codes, things of that nature is probably the worst thing you can do. You really don't care what they say. What if I told you that, for instance, you were being drained of all your natural resources? What if I told you that your saliva, what you defecate, your urine, your sweat, your hair that you cut? What if I told you that even the blood that exits the body within man, and when I say man, that means womb man, has significant value, and not only significant value, what if I tell you it's being collected? What if I told you that everything that comes out of your body is recycled or fed to some medical source and used as nuclear waste or energy for nuclear purpose? You would think that I'm crazy. And I understand that. I truly do. But I know I'm not crazy. So what if I told you that these facilities you went into were really clinics? Scientific, experimental clinics. And your very words, your thoughts, your energy is deemed to be nuclear waste. Now, I know many of you, when you think waste, you've been taught that waste is something negative. It has no value. Well, I continue to tell you that the man who started out with the WM Waste Company was a multi-billionaire. Okay, was a multi-billionaire. Now, you might think that what comes out of you is garbage, but I'm going to submit to you that the most expensive part of your house, which also includes your body, is what comes out of you. Be it sound, words, sweat, air, energy, electricity, heat, cold, your essence, your aura, your presence. You couldn't present a federal question if you did not have a superior presence. Now, nuclear waste is defined as radioactive waste material, or the use of processing of nuclear fuel. okay? You see these employees with nuclear waste hazard suits on, right? Aluminum foil looking like garbs with face masks. Huh? They have certain unpenetrable suits. Huh? Now, again, nuclear waste, because a consumer means one who spends, wastes, destroys. Now, what do you think you destroy or waste? You would think that waste has to do with garbage. Well, it's not waste. Even when you go out today, there's separate garbage for recycling bottles and newspapers and regular garbage, you may call it. Right? But what if I told you that's not the waste that they're talking about? What if I told you it had a, what is termed a medical value in regards to materials? What do you think is material? What one must comprehend is that the imagery that television and radio feeds you, which is radioactive, because they are using sound waves and radio and television and internet to communicate and control you, to where you've become a character in their movie. You don't know where this signal comes from. They could be sitting 5 billion miles away. We know that satellite works because you work. So waste means to squander or squand or to misuse. And a debt collector is anyone who uses any instrumentality of interstate commerce. What is the instrument? Well, radio is an instrument. TV is an instrument. Documentation is an instrument. Your brain is an instrument. Your fingers is an instrument. Your toes is an instrument. It has organs. It has ferns. It has muscle cells. It has electrodes. It has water. It has plasma. What are you made of? If somebody has a connection to you, that you haven't shaken. Waste is also how you pass time. But isn't passing time when you go to the bathroom, don't you pass time in what you call a restroom? Are the facilities you going to nuclear waste facilities? If you're wasting your time, how do you calculate wasting your time? A waste of time is, it could be someone else's profit. So we look at those suits that these hazardous waste people wear, and you become alerted that there's some sort of danger. I've seen where those vaccinations, if you drop one vial of those vaccinations, they have to call in hazmat. This is what they say, right? If you drop one of those vials. Hazard is defined as risk, danger, peril, difficulty, problems. A hazard is also a chance. It also means luck or fate or fortune. But it also means to proffer. You'll hear them say in their medical writing, or what you call legal writing, the defense proffers, which you feel is offer. Well, it means hazard. Volunteer means hazard. To gamble means hazard. To jeopardize means hazard. To venture off means hazard. Why is it? Where are you venturing off into? Did they turn those hazard suits into lawsuits or hazmat material suits? Where now they've become so accustomed to feeding off of you that they took off the hazmat suit because instead they put it into paper so the substance doesn't harm them. Why, when you see the Supreme Court, they're talking, they do their sessions, they're only there for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. Why, when you go to these institutions, you only get 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes? Is it a fact that they don't want to be around you too long because you can destroy them? They don't want to battle with you. They don't want to meet you head on. Moreover, why do they have the room set up to where there's an arm's length distance? Have you ever looked at those hazardous materials you call attorneys? Have you ever looked at their skin, their face, their demeanor? Do you feel anything that's emanating from your internal being that senses that you can destroy them, or that they're already destroyed, or that they're nervous, or that they're not human, very fearful? You think maybe it's because you're dealing with nuclear waste. Let's look at nuclear waste. Nuclear waste is a radioactive and extremely toxic byproduct of nuclear fuel, processing plants, nuclear medicine, nuclear weapons industry. Nuclear waste remains radioactive for thousands of years and has to be buried deep on land or at sea in thick concrete or metal. Lead and stainless steel containers. Now, I read that to you. Most of you would think I'm speaking some fancy military industrial language. I'm actually speaking about you. One, you are radioactive. You're extremely toxic, depending on who's weak, who has no immune system, who has no proper bodily functions, who were possibly created or invented in a tube or in a lab, which is why you have a labor. Nuclear waste is nuclear fuel. Are you not the fuel for the system? Would anything go on without its anatomic and natural resources? Processing plants. Are you not one with a plant? Do you not tend to have things grow due to your existence, due to your one with nature, your one with the planet? You're one with the cosmos. Nuclear medicine. Do you not provide nuclear medicine? Or are they putting pharmaceutical destructive weights inside of you? Minerals inside of you, that metals inside of you that keep you grounded from experiencing your true, higher, dangerous power. Nuclear in value. When you start to think and you start to elevate in your knowledge and your wisdom and your study of self and consumerianism, do you not become more of a nuclear reactor? The fact that nuclear waste remains radioactive for thousands of years, who is that? That's you. So they paint a picture of how nuclear waste is bad. maybe nuclear waste is what's taking over the planet, which is you. And they have to be buried deep on land or at sea. Who's buried deep on land or at sea? That's you. Underneath every reservoir or lake or ocean is land. We take for granted that there's land underneath water. So for thousands of years, it's buried deep on the land. Or at sea, or in thick concrete. Why do they say in their communications for Article 3, things must be concrete, absolute, not abstract? You cannot abstract nothing from a contract unless there's substance. Maybe it's nuclear waste. Lead. Stainless steel. I went over the term lead before and said, what lead? Is it lead or lead? They say inside of a lead is a pencil, but they call themselves counsel. Are they counseling how you pencil your transactions? Containers, deposits, banks, dresser drawers. Are you storing nuclear waste that is being used, stolen, misused? What are the proper procedures for nuclear waste disposal? Have you looked into that? It requires a license for you to do it. I took what you call a commercial driver's license when I owned my trucks. And I went and took the hazmat and all that, and he taught you about, you know, doing hazardous materials, and I always thought it was something funny about it. Now they said you're licensed to do hazmat. No, actually, we were licensing them to do nuclear waste disposal. They were putting you to work so they can have the license. As I continue to tell you, the license that you grant them is not the license that you carry. You grant them a permit to do the things that would otherwise be illegal. They give you the test, so you think that you're proficient in it, while they're getting permission from the execution of that transaction to do what it is you already can do, because you are the hazmat. You are the nuclear waste. You all take for granted that you go to the bathroom and you never figure where that material is going. Where is that? Why don't you follow and where is that tank leading to? And how much money is really going out of that bank deposit box you call a toilet? Why does a woman have toilet trees that make her beautiful, but then they say that you're going to a toilet that's nasty? Why do they say that you have an open wound when wound in its spelling is the same phonetically as wound? You're wound up. Nuclear waste disposal is radioactive waste. Why does Title 18 speak about radioactive? Why does 1692A2 talk about communications and conveyance of information? Why is everything you do online in media? Why do they need to be online? Do they fear being in close contact with you? Are you destructive? If you set yourself down in your consumerian throne, why does a throne look like a toilet bowl? Why is there water in the bathroom? Why can you wash up in the bathroom? Why do you call it the restroom? Why would they rather do everything online? Are they scared of you? Are they afraid of you? What kind of air and oxygen are going through those clinical factories that you call court? Waste is harmful or destructive use of real property by one in rightful possession of the property. Again, waste is harmful or destructive use of real property by one in rightful possession of the property. Waste is an unreasonable and improper use of land by an individual in rightful possession of the land. Could you waste what you want if it's yours? Does that sound wrong to you? If I want to throw away half of a soda, if I want to throw away my life, if I want to defecate and not get credit for it, how do you take time to put the bottles of the newspaper over here and there, but don't take time to weigh your waste? When they say waste, are they talking about the obstetrical part of your body, which is the storage of money, health, wealth, substance, nuclear material, anatomic material, scientific compositions that is worth a great deal? What are they speaking about? Is it a particular way that the law requires that they dispose of nuclear waste? Let's look into that for a minute, because I'll only be here another 15 minutes tops. Did you license these people to deal with you? What kind of shots do these people take? Drugs to be around you? Why are most of that society, the prison industrial complex, why are they so strung out on drugs, crazy, deranged, doofy? Why? You think it's because it's hard to deal with the waste that they're dealing with? The intelligence, the anger that one might experience once they find out they've been deprived of their happiness, their substance, their value, their worth, their health, their wealth. Low-level waste disposal of nuclear waste that does not fit into a categorical definition for intermediate-level waste, high-level waste, spent nuclear fuel, transuranic waste, or certain byproduct materials known as 11E waste, such as uranium, mill, tailing. Uranium. The planet Uranus, the planet of diamonds, ice. Are you the ice that's supposed to be freezing out their ability to use even your waste, your time, your words, your connection to the planet, your natural resources, your nuclear resources, your global resources, your solar resources? Who are the real solar panels? Who's the real sun? Who's the real airport? Huh? There is a certain manner that your waste is disposed of. Do you not see in these scientific institutions that you go down there to deal with what you think is a commercial case, and commercial is no different than commercial, which is America? The term IC means the capacity and internet connection, electronic, radioactive, internet, frequencies, airwaves, wavelength, sound. Who are you? you will see the notation in many of these cases that they will say in that so-called case, because they don't have a case. They have a case of criminal behavior at all times. They have a case of distracting you with television, games, electronics, Facebook, Upbook, booking you in a prison, sending you a coupon book. Everything is a book. Huh? They will say on your case, disposed. Disposed. Are they licensed to do nuclear waste disposal? Why is Donald Trump saying the nuclear option? Why does he use those terms? If you're listening, if you're able to focus and go within yourself and tap into your thoracic that I sent out, you'll start to comprehend who we are and who you are and the opportunity you have to take control of God in you. The anatomy of the hand is the anatomy related to money or attorney at law, dealing with ligaments, limbs, muscles, consume muscles, consumer cells. Does the system by which you think has dominion over you have terms that are anatomical in nature, such as superior and inferior and minor and internal and subclass? Terms such as opioids and void and biceps and long arm and strong arm and rotator cuffs and ribs and sternum and deep state and super are all those terms related to your anatomical and solo structure. As the ancestors elevate myself and I share those things with you, you'll find more of yourself when you study self. We found what Thor really meant for us, and Thor, Rassic, has a scientific term that they've told you is medical. Medical could be created by anybody. Do you really have medical issues? Because medical is what they do in the lab, come up with a pill that'll temporarily relieve you. That's why they're in temporary position. Thoracic has to do pertaining to the chest. Again, the core. Our planet is the core of this earth right now in terms of the intelligence that we're bringing. I am directly from the core, the sun, derived from the fifth house of Leo, number five. Some of you don't know that that's the S. Some of you don't know that the United Nations has five permanent members. Some of you don't know that the five also has other meanings that we will get into in class that are very significant. But the thoracic has to do with the cervical rib syndrome. Is that the rib that they spoke of in the Bible that supposedly was given to the woman, that woman being the system of which you're dealing with, the midwife? The blind woman with the medical cloth on her head and the remove due to cancer her right breast, meaning she doesn't breastfeed. She has no stretch marks because she has no evidence of ever bearing any scientific substance you call a baby. Have you ever thought to examine those who are making claims toward you of a connection, be it spouse or adoption, stillbirth, SIDS? Have you? Have you ever thought about what the drug industry is about when everything you're reading is drug related? Are you the true Drug Enforcement Administration, Food and Drug Administration, Health and Medical Administration, Debt and Credit Administration? Who can administrate or administrate? Because administration is done by man. You already doing your administrating. But there's something connected to you that's feeding off of you, but fears you in your true essence. Without the TV, without the internet, without the nonsense, you're feared. You're nuclear. You're dangerous. They fear you. They can't be around you too long. You're powerful. Are you going to find out where that power is? Or should you already know? Is everything around you, far as firms or what you may call firearms? How can you be firm if you have no arms? Is firm really firearms? Is stable really sound? Is nuclear really the UN clearing you of your nuclear waste? Or is nuclear, you see a puff of smoke and you think, wow, they're going to bomb us. What if you're bombing them because of the intelligence that is coming from this core? What if you are really in the Terminator movie, and you are the determinator of what happens, whether you bomb them with your intelligence, with your nuclear waste? How can they dispose of something that doesn't belong to you? And you talk about disposal, when you look at them disposing it, you're supposed to send a demand for payment of the disposal. Maybe you shouldn't say that you're speaking. You should say, I am doing nuclear waste disposal, and you are not authorized to handle any disposal or waste hazmat materials because you're not insured, licensed, or bonded. What kind of reaction do you think that would have? They have long-term disposal and short-term disposal. Where are they storing your nuclear waste? Your disposal, what you think is waste. How can you think that anything that our ancestors put in you is waste? How could you? Is waste disposal a classification, and why do they have national security or classification inside of the Fair Credit Reporting Act? What is the credit? Are they getting credit for having you not know your value, your worth? Do they have you scared of things like nuclear reactor and bombs and all of that and Hiroshima? What if you are the Hiroshima? What if, as you see, their computer cannot keep up with you and you've thrown the phone down and you've put down the reality TV and you've picked up the solar television by virtue of your telescope and oneness of your third eye with the center of all things right in the middle of your thorax? What about that hand of yours in hand anatomy that has 27 bones and their slave work agreement called the U.S. Constitution was amended 27 times? What about the five metacarpal bones in the hand? The eight carpal bones? What about the capitate parts in your hand, the platform in your hand alone? 27 bones. Is that a law firm? Don't you do everything with your hand? What about the four bones in the hand alone, and you counting fingers and not portions or part, as 1692-8 says? What if you dissect your body and knew every integral part, function, veins, and you encompass that into what damages you may have sustained or what experimentation you may have endured without your knowledge? What truly are the damages? I submit to you that everybody that is around you, the immigrants, the bar societies, the institutions that are waste management disposal facilities, you call courts. What if they're not saying court and they're saying quart, Q-U-A-R-T, as in the amount of energy, blood, waste, time that you've expended? I again submit to you that you don't know what these people are saying to you, nor should you know. Nor should you feel at all uncomfortable about claiming that you have a hearing problem, that you cannot hear them, and they cannot hear you. It's not a disability on your part. It's an ability to block out certain destructive frequencies and sounds that purport to waste my time, because you know that I am the highest supernatural and superlative being on this planet. And you know, because of my higher technology, I am going to discern and scan everything that comes before me. If you go back and watch your Predator movie, you'll understand what I'm saying. What if they know that? As you watch the Predator movie, they have the drones on their shoulders. That's why Sotomayor had her rotator cuff broke in her shoulder, so she cannot fire anything that would help any Latinos or immigrants who have been feeding off of you, going to school, learning the science that purports to distort you and control you, the kryptonite to Superman that weakens you upon reading, studying, trying to figure it out. What if you cut that off and you just focus your energy, your nuclear energy within, and build up as much of a force to when you talk, you know that it explodes upon detonation and arrival, called missiles? Or is it muscles? What if you start flexing those millions of veins in your body? Is it a body? Or is it a OBDI or DY, a bodet? What is it? Who gave you the term body? Because term means that it's terminal related to some medical or computer science that we all know it's not accurate. We all know when you go to the hospital, they're not doing anything for you. They don't know you. You know that they've had hundreds of years of studying you, even dominating you, killing you, destroying you, and you're still here. They have technology that still cannot touch you, that cannot figure you out. How powerful are you? Are you the nuclear reaction? Are you the Terminator that they fear? Without the paper, without you figuring it out, and you going solely on your ability to discern self and talk about your anatomy, your spine, your aortic, your descending aorta. Is that why they say they dissent while you descend? What about your Supreme Court and your deep cervical? What about your Coast Guard and your intercoastal portions of your aorta branches, which is the branches of government that they say is artificial, but it's not? What about the media that exists within you and your ear? What about the superior court that is within your body? What about the three vascular planes of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or the personal family and household? What about those planes that are flying around while you're looking at American Airlines? What if you had the ability, as I close out, to really fly? And they loaded you down with vaccination and medical metals and different liquids and materials that cause you not to function at your highest ability. You know that's what they did. You know that once you start becoming more healthier mentally, intellectually, that you'll begin to dispose of the medical waste that's inside you to take hold of that nuclear waste or nuclear composition that is within you. What if you were able to activate fully those seven chakras and got rid of the thyroid cancer that's in your voice because you haven't had the ability to speak? Because when you speak, they fear not just your words, but the frequency and vibration of your words shakes them to their very empty core. What if your common law had to do with your esophagus? What if the cancer had to do more with your inability to communicate or discern what is being fed to you, which is a form of nuclear waste that is to destroy you? What if you put it down and just talked about your body? What if you started breaking down your anatomy, your anterior, your posterior, your right and your left, portions of your body that encompass a whole, though? Saying left or right is just saying east or west. What if you said east or west instead of right or left and made them look stupid by saying, what do you call left and right? What if you just studied and diagnosed yourself instead of having them diagnose you on their material? What if you told them to share with you the composition of your anatomy and how does it relate to those deposits called fatty deposits that is within your organs? What if that organ donor box that you wanted to check off was nuclear in nature? What would they want you to donate? Why would you want a police officer who works for the medical profession and are hitmen for the body snatchers to take over your body, not only that, but your estate, which is one? Why would you want them to have your scientific information? Why did Trump take those seven words? Did they represent the seven chakras, the seven heavens, the seven trumpets? Was it an alert to you to activate your nuclear option and start destroying this computer beast and all of its mannequins, its dead shells of artificial tube-created demons? What if you started destroying them with your body and the flowing of that blood that they so greatly need? What if they had to drink you and smell you, be around you, have a connection to you? Most of all, have you respond when they reach out to you? That's what a demonic spirit does. What if the Democrats are nothing but demiurges? And you fall prey to urgent care or terms that have urge in it, not knowing that there is a word called a demiurge. And that's a demon. Or it can be a avatar. Or creator, a mother goddess, a god. These Gnostic terms, what if you're overlooking power? Antagonistic, they call it. What is hitting in these words that's changed every year to get you further and further away from your true native tongue, which is probably not in your mouth? It's your presence that scares them. They can feel it. What if you wrote just in anatomic terms, biblical terms, because you think the Bible, a book, it is a book. What if you're the book? What if you're the Helios? What if you can consume them by fire? What if you're the nuclear reactor? What if you can just hit that Contemarian button and start speaking through your Supreme Court, those nine plus one, including yourself? What have you named them? By justices, Mercury, Jupiter, Mars, Uranus. Honor your mothers and your fathers, that your time may be longer within and upon the land. There's only nine that speak to you, and they come to you in two divided portions, of which the heart is divided in two. They come to you, each one of those planets, twice in a 24-hour period. Therefore, every 12 hours, 12 times 12 being 144, representing the hand on the clock, the hand controlling the clock. What if you spoke what they were telling you? Learning how to go through those 12 houses. Comprehending how many 24-hour periods there are and when the civil work week ends. Friday, the fifth day. What is Saturday for? Is Saturday the satellite? And is Sunday the core day that you may supposed to go to the restroom and lay your burdens down, wash your hands of the dirt that you have to deal with unless you remove them? These things I ask of you to consider and to study, as they will be the topic of our next class, the first Saturday in May. For the last hour and a half almost, I have talked to you about collection. I've explained to you what debt collection is. Whether you spell it correctly, phonetically, or based on their incompetence and inability to speak, they have really not the substance of a tongue that you have, and their teeth has no roots because they are not human even. Human being a lower source of species. They are below human. Who puts the color into the hue? And is it really man? Do you put color in your animals? Or did the animals create another color that may be pink, maybe pink to you? Debtor means last name, frequency, rank in the United States. It means census, D-E-T-T-E-R. I urge that you look at that definition. I urge that you not read into what they're giving you, because these aliens have about 500 different languages or slang that they speak in. Dogs deter trespassers. You have a dog in you, the big dog. Don't be afraid of using that dog, especially against alien pups. Remember your heart. Protect your heart at all times. Your heart controls everything in that residential structure, which is, well, you should know what a residence is. Dense, meaning D-E-N-S-E, which is planet density. Again, it's all in the spell. Lean. Or spell singing. Stop hearing what you don't hear and start hearing what you should hear. And that is, there's 8 planets and a Supreme Court justice that speaks by and through you. And they're trying to transmit a signal to you of communication that are of high confidence. Listen to it. We'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm trying to move one brick, two brick, three bricks, four more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more. Boy.
Run till the blood's crippin', go tell the Crips I'm blood. Nigga, I be trippin', bitch, I don't give a fuck. I put the K on niggas, I spray on niggas. Come through 2012, XJ on niggas. I'm a apex predator, nigga, I'm stronger. Shooters on deck, I break bread and they own you. Niggas said I fell off. Oh, you heard I fell off. Why the fuck would you be repeating that? Nigga, I'm a rat tycoon. Make 100 mil by June. Now who the fuck said I can't rap? Jack, I'm in a dope fiend's dream. I got it from broad. Got the morphine memories. I've been breaking the law. I was born a bounder. In a stroller with the llama. I'm violent. I kill a nigga. Put that on my mama. Nah. Don't tell me nothing about none of these niggas. I smoke all these niggas for this worry. I'm trying to move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 bricks, 4 more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more. Boy. I get
give a fuck about a fed as I jump up out of bed. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah. I'm trying to put this shit away. On the low, I need a hit a day. Think you better get away from my, oh my. I got a birdie that'll fly from Cali to Kingston, back to NY. Snoop, Master Kush, 05 to 9. Combine, get you some pounds, and now you're flying high. Rumble with the metal with my foot.